Land Conquest.
Welcome. Today we are here with Brent Scentliver, and obviously I've got my new co-host for this new series that we're doing, where we're interviewing a successful partner with Pete, transactions that we did. And so we've got Brent Scentliver with us, and we are excited to talk to you today because we recently closed a partner deal with you through the Partner with Pete program, and you made a profit of over $19,000. Is that correct?
Yeah, it sure is. I mean, this was fantastic.
Yeah, great. Well, we'll get into all the kind of details of the deal, and we'll sort of break that down a little bit later. But I mean, I'd love to kind of start at the beginning, kind of what's your background and how did you find your way into land flipping?
Yeah, I appreciate it. So I am a Midwest person, born in Indiana, grew up in downtown Chicago, and lived here in Florida, in Orlando, for over 25 years. But I remember when I was really little, I mean, you know, first, second grade, I would spend a lot of time with my grandmother. And my grandmother, just to give you a visual, just reminds me of that woman from Pearl Mama from the Train, that actress. Like, got along with no one in the world except me. And she was really into farmland. And I just remember I would come to her house and she would have just all sorts of classified ads and circulars that, you know, newsprint circulars that you pick up. And she'd comb through those to buy farmland. And she would buy farmland and then she would lease it out. And I remember her telling me, you know, what she loved about land was you didn't have to worry about buildings. You didn't really have to worry about people. And it was a really simple business. What she did was she would buy farmland and then lease it out to farmers who would, you know, grow corn and then, you know, pay her money for that privilege to do so. So that really stuck with me. And, you know, about, I'd say 5 or 6 years ago, I was looking for, you know, supplemental income, because I think one of the things that you teach really well is having multiple streams of income. And, you know, I really wanted to kind of do something in the land space. I remember listening to some podcast where I heard about land flipping, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's like taking my grandmother's knowledge and really being able to do something that I can make money, you know, fairly easily. And so I decided to jump into that in like about 2018, 2019. And so that's really where it started. And so, you know, I kind of evolved since then, but it's been really fun.
Yeah, that's great. So have you been, has it been kind of like a full-time thing or just sort of part-time supplemental type thing, or what has it been for you so far?
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned it. It was really supplemental. And the reason why what was interesting about it is I started in 2019. In 2020, I thought I was going to be furloughed from the company I was at. And I wasn't. They let everybody else go except me and 11 people. And I really, at that time, just before then, because COVID was about to hit, I'm like, I need to ramp up this land thing right now. Because if I do need extra money, this is going to come in really handy. And so that was the time that I started doing and sending blind offers, which is the absolute game changer for land flipping. Before, you know, you send out the postcards of, oh, would you like to sell your land? But it's way different when you send them a price. And that's about the time I did that. And so I'd been doing it on the side for several years. And then my over 25-year career with the company I worked with ended in May. And then it really worked out well that I had this land money coming in, because I wasn't panicked about, oh my gosh, I don't have my main source of income. I had multiple streams of income coming in. And while my salary at the time was, you know, not coming in, I did have the land flipping work going on. So that really worked out really well for me and my family. And the only thing I would say too is during that time, just after I lost my job, I saw your podcast about the Partner with Pete program.
Oh.
it was a godsend. I'm like, wait a minute. This guy is saying, I send out mail, I get a deal, he's going to pay for the deal and split the profits. I'm in. So for me, it was a complete game changer for me and my family. And so at the very least, I needed to thank you, because it's an incredible program.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Well, you know, I really wanted to position as a win-win, and I feel like we came up with something pretty innovative in a way. You know, I know there's other funding things out there, but we're trying to do things a lot different in that fact that, you know, your job is to find the deal.
Yeah.
After you find the deal, basically we take it from there and run with it, and we split the profits. And obviously on this deal, we each made out really well, and it was a win-win situation. So I'm glad to hear that from your perspective, it worked out really well too. So
yeah, it really did. I mean, it was, you're obviously very skeptical. Like I was, I'm like,
yeah,
you seem like a really nice guy on video. You seem like a really nice guy on the podcast, but I didn't know, but I submitted my application. Hey, here's the side deal I have. Here's the specs. I think I heard back from your team within 24 hours and then you personally, and it really meant a lot. So, I mean, the process was really easy. And so I just appreciate it.
Yeah, well, that's great. Well, we appreciate it too, certainly. So, yeah. Maddie, do you have any questions for Brent?
Yeah,
we got a whole list that we came up with.
Let me check this list. So what is your goal, you would say? Where do you see yourself going with this land business?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't know. I struggle with, I want to come up with a certain dollar figure that I want to hit every year, which to me would end up being, I would hope for my next year to double whatever salary I'm making to be able to do that. So that's probably my goal, is just to have that sort of money that, you know, I can spend. I've got two daughters. One is a freshman at the University of Alabama, so I'm paying for that. And then I've got a sophomore in high school as well. And Maddie, to be honest with you, the podcast, when you talked about the amount of money that you made, was an incredible light bulb for me, because I said, I need to get my daughters in this game as well. So I really appreciate you sharing your story on that podcast. Honestly, I shared it with a bunch of real estate friends. I'm like, if this girl can do it, then anybody can. And I just, you know, appreciate you sharing your journey.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it's been really a cool experience to be able to work so closely with my dad and just to be successful at it.
Yeah.
And to have so much knowledge shared. And the thing I tell people is that everything that he shares, like in the land conquest community, everything is the exact same stuff that he shares with us, with his kids. And like there's no, he's not keeping any secret knowledge or anything. you share the same things, and you can tell that like he actually wants everyone to be successful, because it's not like he's like saying, oh, just keep this knowledge for my daughters and give the rest to everyone else. No, it's the same stuff. So everything that we did,
that's, we kind of basically followed the Land Conquest program before it was the Land Conquest program.
Yes.
So
it actually helped me kind of materialize my thoughts about everything.
Yeah, we really were the guinea pigs.
They were the guinea pigs. And thankfully it worked out all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I would imagine if you're able to simplify it, that's probably the greatest way to teach it, right? Is, hey, here's my two daughters. I can get it as simple as I can. It's a fairly simple business, but if you're able to do that with them and then they are able to see the payoff, that's what really resonated with me, because both of you are really authentic, including your wife, your mom. To me, it's really authentic and genuine. I'm like, gosh, it was really inspirational.
Well, thanks. Yeah. So have your kids expressed any interest in getting involved?
Oh, they like that cash. So they're like, oh, how can we do that so I don't have to work at the Italian ice place?
Yeah.
Like, well, let's wait until next summer and then I'll work with them on it.
You know, and I think the big thing really to me, and I always kind of harp on this, but I think really, you know, anyone getting started in the business, if you can really understand land and like figure out how to evaluate it right, like once you get that, then it's like a whole new world like opens up. Like the rest of it, you know, there's you know, the Partner with Pete program where we can actually fund the deal and everything like that. And, you know, and then obviously sending out letters, that's not very difficult, you know, but like, if you can figure out how to evaluate those properties and figure out what's a good deal, what's not a good deal. And, you know, it's just a world of opportunity opens up. So that takes some studying and some reps, I guess you could say, but it's not rocket science. None of it is.
No. And I personally think it's fun.
Yeah,
Maddie likes that kind of stuff. Like a treasure hunt. Like, you know, most of the properties you look at, maybe not the greatest, but every once in a while you're going to get that really good one, like the one you submitted.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool. And it's like kind of like a light bulb goes off in your head.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's true.
Yeah. Yeah, so So what's your, you know, you mentioned working for another company and everything. Like, what is the rest of your background? Like, what types of stuff have you been involved in your career?
Yeah, so I'm a career sales and business development person. And so one of the things for me that I think I'm a little bit different than some other land investors is I like taking all the land calls myself. I kind of feel that that's my superpower.
Yeah.
Where I hear about people, including your business, it's scaled out. Hey, I've got people answering my calls. That scares me because they're representing me. And so I'd much rather do that myself. I mean, I made a career out of showing empathy and humility with people and being able to do that on the phone, especially since the demographic you're dealing with skews older. And if you're able to be able to care for them, to me, I think that's been a really a great advantage as opposed to cold letter, someone random is answering your phone calls. So to me, that was something that, you know, I wanted to focus in on is having not as many letters as possible, but let's be surgical so that when I do get calls or emails, I'm able to answer it in a, you know, in an empathetic way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So do you, I can really imagine how that kind of helps in that regard. You know, you're comfortable talking to people, you're comfortable being on the phone, you know how to take the conversation where you need to take it and all that kind of stuff. Do you feel like your conversion ratio, you know, once you get someone that's actually interested in selling and everything, do you feel like you're pretty good at getting that deal locked up?
I do. I mean, I think it goes back to what you were saying about pricing it correctly. Mm-hmm. But I focus just for most of my land career, I did a lot of the, I guess you call it infill lots, you know, the ones where they're in neighborhoods, quarter acre lots. And really after listening to your pod, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start going after rural land. And particularly here in Florida, that gets a little bit harder to price. And so you're going to set out stuff where your offer is going to be way higher than what the market is. And so there might be times that the land is great. Your offer was too much. And you might have to talk to that seller to try to figure out, hey, are there ways to be able to reduce the price? And so that's where I think being empathetic and talking to them and getting an understanding of where they're coming from really is helpful.
Yeah. I mean, it's really a people thing, you know, it's connecting with people when you're on the phone with them. And I'm sure you do a great job with that. And, you know, that sending out those blind offers sometimes, you know, it's impossible to get it right, especially when you're dealing with those rural properties. I mean, the infill lots, the subdivisions, they're pretty easy. Like you can get that pretty dialed in if you put in the time. But those rural properties, I mean, you know, the 1 5-acre property could be completely different than another 5-acre property on the same street, you know? And so you just don't know that stuff unless you're digging into each property before you're sending it out, which I don't recommend.
Right.
So, you know, I think a lot of times, you know, if there's a seller that has the motivation and you can justify, you know, your reasoning behind things, you know, a lot of times you'll be able to come together on a price that makes sense for both sides. So
yes.
Having that ability to talk to people though is very crucial.
Yeah.
So that's great that you've got that background. Mm-hmm. As far as like, when you got your start in land flipping, is there another like land flipping training program that you kind of got going with?
Yeah, there were two of them. One was Seth. And then the other one was with, I can't remember the name of the company, but it was Willie Goldberg. And both of them were really good. Your course covers just about everything that they did. And, you know, yours is free. So I did all three, which was good. But I really appreciated both of those classes, including yours, of course, because you went step by step. Here's the tools that you need. Here's what you do next. And I think having that is so important because once people go through that course, they'll understand, oh, here's exactly what I need to do. And I think that's what, you know, you did an incredible job of doing.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. And you know, and people wonder like, well, why are you giving it away for free? You know, all these, you know, other coaches and things out there, you know, charging quite a bit of money for some of these things. And you know, the reason is because I'm able to do things like we did with you, you know, the Partner with Pete program, it draws a lot of attention to that program. And obviously, we each made over $19,000 on just that one deal. And hopefully, that it's not just one deal that we do. Hopefully, it's many deals that we do. And I know that, you know, putting that training program out there for free is going to be a situation where I'm able to, you know, get other people involved in this business. And some of them will do really well at it. And hopefully, you know, hopefully we will benefit as a result as well. So that's kind of the way I look at things. So
yeah, great.
If you don't mind, we could break down this deal a little bit that we did, because I know everyone's going to be asking about it. So
yeah.
Yeah. So, we wrote down some numbers and everything, kind of like the timeline of how things went. So you were saying July 21st is when the deal was submitted to us, right? July 21st. And then we responded and looked. It was a pretty obvious deal. It was a little over 5-acre property in Florida, just a nice home site type property, in my opinion. Lots of homes around it. It was a nice street. It looked like the type of area where people would be interested in, I always try to kind of envision myself as the buyer. And like, if I was looking for something in that area, that one would definitely have gotten my attention, because the shape of the lot was nice. It was a good size. It looked nice from the street. There was a couple things that were not perfect about it, and pretty much, very few pieces of land are perfect. There were some wetlands on it, right?
There were some wetlands. It was like, so it's like a 5.6 acre property, and 3.2 acres of it were wetlands. And then there was some flood zone around there. But there was 1.81 acres of just normal flat land.
Yeah. So, and it's Florida, so, wetlands are pretty common. I know some people are looking for that perfect property and are only going to move forward on the perfect property. But to me, it was a nice property, not perfect, but I saw I saw the potential there, and I knew that we could resell it ultimately for a lot more than what you had it under contract for. So purchase price with everything, closing costs and everything, I think was $58,590 and some change, maybe. And then, so we closed the purchase on 8/17 of 2023. So a little less than 30 days from when you submitted the deal to us. Taking a step back in this situation, do you remember how this deal came about for you? Did the sellers like respond to your mail and just call them and say, hey, I want to sell? Or did they sign it and send it back to you? Or do you remember?
Yeah. Well, step back from that. One of the things... Because I'm a salesperson, I normally, most salespeople are squirrel, they're looking all over the place for land. And one of the things that I really did early on in my business was, I'm just going to focus on Florida. I know this country is incredibly big and there's some great opportunities, but I'm like, nothing, you can't overcome the fact that you can drive around neighborhoods. And where we went here in Central Florida, I happened to come back from my in-laws, and it was one of those things where I was driving through there. I'm like, oh, they're widening roads. Oh, I see homes being built. That's not something you're getting on Google Earth.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that is really important, where I think a lot of people might chase certain areas because, it sounds fun to be in a different state. But being close to home could be really helpful. And in this case, it was. So I kind of took, you inspired me on, hey, let's try to get, rural lots. This is straight up, I think, my second mailing to a rural area. I felt like Path of Progress was coming this way. I did the math to do blind offers, sent it out, and this woman signed it, sent it back. And I was thrilled. But I said, hey, this is a perfect contender for the Partner with Pete program. So I put it in there. And again, I can't underscore enough, I was unemployed. So the opportunity to potentially make $19,000, $20,000 on something I spent $1 to mail was astronomical. So for me, it was an incredible opportunity, and I put it in, and then to be able to, that you came back within 24 hours and said, hey, we'll underwrite the $58,000 deal was a godsend. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, thanks. Well, that's awesome. So it's really cool when the sellers just signed that, purchase agreement and send it back, isn't it?
It is. It is nice. Yeah. It's so, no negotiation. It was nice and easy.
Yeah. And the crazy thing is, sometimes, you have the good with the bad. Sometimes they're a good property like this, like that a deal that happens. Sometimes the ones that they sign and send back are ones that you wouldn't want to buy anyhow. It might be
that happens
completely underwater or, something crazy like that. all swampland or whatever. But
yeah,
but in this case, it was a good one. And it's always, you know, I always get excited when we see those ones get signed and sent back. And I'm like waiting for the, you know, land ID map to pull up. And I'm like, yeah, what is this thing going to look like? And then it pops up and I'm like, oh, it's a nice property.
Yeah. Yes. But it's interesting that you mentioned that too. The other thing that I learned my first go around, I didn't realize what is in Land ID and other, you know, similar softwares, where you can click that button to get the FEMA flood zone, button to get the wetlands. And someone in your community told me that. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you click those buttons. And all of a sudden, now that was able to narrow me into properties that would be more lucrative. So that's also something I learned from the community directly that helped, you know, contribute to this finding this nice property.
Yeah. You know, funny thing is, when I first started, I didn't know about those. I wasn't using Land ID. I was using another software, and there you had to go to a separate site and everything to find the wetland areas and stuff like that. And at the beginning, I really wasn't paying attention to that at all. And I bought a couple properties that had that I wouldn't have bought now because I just didn't realize the whole wetlands thing. They ended up working out okay, but yeah, it's kind of an important thing. So luckily, I made out okay on those. But it could have easily gone the other way. But.
Yes.
Yeah.
Pretty cool tool.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you can do pretty much everything on that. So I always tell people, it's like you can figure out like 90% of what a property is just by, you know, looking on Land ID, you know. And the other portion of it is like what, you know, the standard process that we go through, like we did with this property here, you know, like we send out a photographer, we do all our calls to the county and or the city, whatever the case may be, and we do a title report and, you know, make sure everything's good on all those fronts. And then once everything's kind of checked off the list, then we close the thing. So so in this case, from your perspective, you know, like once you kind of signed the funding paperwork and we took the baton and ran with it, how much work did you have to put in from that point forward on this deal?
Zero. I mean, it was, again, the response rate, because going in, I'm like, I'm probably competing with hundreds of other people that are going through this website. I'll never hear from them again. And you got back to me in 24 hours. You said, we're in. And then I think it was maybe that afternoon or the next day, I got the DocuSign paperwork with, hey, here's how the deal's going to lay out. Here's how everything's split. It was very easy. Again, over DocuSign. So within seconds, I signed it. And then I believe the property sold pretty much 6 weeks later. And then I got the glorious message from you that, hey, we sold, the property sold. We're just got to wait for closing.
Yeah. It's I think the exact date was 9/29. So we listed it on the market, you know, right after we closed on 8/17, we listed it with a local real estate agent. He did a great job and he got it under contract, I think in 7 to 10 days, somewhere in that range, I believe. And do you remember what we listed it for? I forgot to write that down.
I think it was 115,000. Was that the
115,000, yeah, maybe, okay, that's, yeah, what, yeah, we listed it for. And then went under contract. I forget the exact contract price, but sold it right away, got it under, mm-hmm, contract. And then we each profited and when the dust settled, commissions paid, closing costs, everything like that figured out, we each made $19,218.73. So
yes.
So that worked out pretty good. So 9/29 was the close date. So I guess held in our inventory 43 total days.
Not bad.
So that's a good one. Anytime you can do it that fast, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, it was a cash buyer and things, and, you know, and that helped as well. You know, sometimes with land, you know, sometimes we get people that are getting a loan and that may slow things down a little bit, but majority of the time we can find cash buyers, which is what we're looking for. So yeah, just moving them fast. So you can move on to the next deal, so we can move on to the next deal and everything like that. So were there any other questions that you had, Maddie?
I guess that you had mentioned earlier that you found Pete through a podcast that he did. Is that kind of how you, your first introduction to him and then the community as well?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah, exactly right. I can't remember which one it was. I mean, one of the major ones about, I don't know, a couple months ago. And that's how I learned about you. And I'm like, again, you come across as really genuine, really authentic. And I'm like, you know, and you probably mentioned something about your daughters and, you know, being a girl dad as well. I'm like,
yeah,
that's a guy I want to subscribe to. And so I did. And, you know, very quickly, I'm like, this is awesome. And then once you shared the Partner with Pete program, which again, I cannot believe that you're saying, I'm going to underwrite your deal, pay for everything, and split the profits with you, which I have never heard in any line of business. And so I said, this is a great opportunity for me and my family. So I took advantage of it.
That's great. Nice. Well, I guess one last question is, like, when's the next deal coming?
I know I'm working on some. So I had some other ones that weren't as lucrative as this. But we'll find the next one because I know that this process works. And if we can make money for all four of our kids, then let's do it. I want to help support both of our families. So that'd be great.
Yeah. And we've got another one. I got another one too, that who's 13. She's not really interested in land yet, but one of these days, she is interested in the money thing that you were mentioning earlier.
Exactly.
She always wants to buy stuff, you know?
Yes.
So she did, the work thing though, is not really, in her vocabulary yet, but she's 13. So
yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's great. Well, I guess that's that kind of wraps it up. I mean, I really enjoyed talking to you, and thank you so much for your time and hopping on here and everything like that. I just thought it was a great one to highlight because, you know, it worked out so smoothly. And I guess not every deal is as smooth as this one is, but this one worked out great. And, you know, like I said, I want to do many more deals with you, and hopefully we can make that happen in the future here. So.
Absolutely. Well, it's a complete honor to talk to both of you. And I just appreciate you picking me, and I look forward to the next one.
Well, sounds great, Brent. I appreciate it too. And tell your daughters if they're looking for any land training that, you know, we're the finest in the land conquest community. So.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Thank you.